Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our Alive series where we've been studying the New Testament letter of Ephesians. And the main idea of this series has been that Jesus makes us new. Paul writes out two prayers in his letter to the Ephesians. We studied one of those a few weeks ago, and we examined the other yesterday. In this prayer, we see that Paul asks for the Ephesian believers to be strengthened and to understand the gospel more deeply. He asks that they might know the love of Christ more fully, and he prays that they might know God more intimately. But it's the way that he ends his prayer that stood out to me the most. He says this at the end of his prayer in Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I love that Paul finishes his prayer this way. I feel like he is helping us see that the prayer he just prayed for the believers in Ephesus is limited and flawed, like all prayers that we pray. And so he takes heart that God can do more than he asks for in prayer. But he doesn't just stop there with saying that God can do more than he asks. He says that God can do more than we can even think. And I think what Paul is saying here is, look, here's my prayer for you, Ephesian believers. I'm so thankful that when I pray to a God that can do more than I ask for. But not only that, he can do more than I even think. And he will do all the things that he wants to do in you for his glory. And I love this idea because I feel like it frees us up in prayer so much. We no longer have to filter our prayers because God filters them for us. We can come to him and pray whatever we need to pray. We can say whatever we need to say. We can express anger, frustration, grief in the rawest of ways. And it's okay because God is the ultimate safe place. He receives every prayer that includes lots of words, and he receives our prayers that only include maybe tears or inaudible sounds. Because he can do more than we ask or think, we only need to come to him however we are. Or like Hebrews said, we can approach him with confidence. Or like Romans says, that he intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. We don't have to filter our prayers because he filters them for us. Do you see? So God is the ultimate safe place. Now you might want to say some things to your boss, but if you want to keep your job, you probably shouldn't. And you might want to say some things to your spouse, but if you don't want to sleep on the couch, then you probably shouldn't. And you might want to say some things to your kids, but you know you probably shouldn't. But there is nothing, nothing that we can't say to God. He can handle it. And I love how Paul finishes his prayer because I think what he would tell us is, hey, stop filtering your prayers and instead bring them to God. As 1 Peter says it this way, casting all our cares upon him because he cares for us. We will have cares. We will have burdens. We will have strong emotions, but we don't have to just keep those inside. We can cast those on him. God has strong shoulders and he can handle no matter what we're going through. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much that we can come to you whenever we want, that you, because of Jesus, we have access to you. We can come to you. We can share whatever is on our hearts and minds. Thank you for making a way for us to have access to your presence at any time. Thank you for being such a safe place for us to rest and relate, to bring our words and to bring our silence. Thank you for the gift of your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and pray and do whatever it is that you need to do in the presence of your Father in this moment. Maybe you just need to sit with him. Maybe you need to express a need, but whatever that is, do that with him. Thanks again for listening to another DriveCast today. Come back tomorrow for more episodes. God bless.